He's got a back he's dealing with, an aggravated back, so it kind of flared up yesterday. We backed him off from practice today. It was still kind of angry, so we're hoping that gets calmed down in the next 24 to 48 hours and that he can go to Chicago with us and practice against them, and then you know we'll take it one day at a time from there.
Sean McDermott yesterday with Mike Shope and the Bulldog. I'm looking because yesterday there was, listen, yeah, here it is. Here it is. Yesterday I saw one of the great Maffei Bills stories.
Oh, yes. What was it?
Listen, I've discovered we really do have to draw attention to these because they might not be as obviously fake to everyone.
Yeah.
So I'll just leave it there. But this is an effort to, yes, sometimes the fake story, elevating the fake story makes people think it's real. And I guess we're going to run that risk because these are so outlandish and so absurd that we have to bring them up every once in a while. Joe, has to happen. Okay, ready. Maffei Bills. That's not the account name, but it's at Facebook. Breaking. Bills quarterback Josh Allen has rejected a staggering $15 million endorsement deal from a major real estate developer, taking a stand against what he calls the displacement of working class families in Buffalo. I didn't grow up rich. I know what community means. I won't wear a logo that profits off eviction and gentrification. The move has sparked the hashtag Josh Stands With Buffalo, with fans hailing their QB as a leader who protects the city on and off the field.
Wait a minute.
$150 million deal with a real estate, or sorry, $15 million with a real estate developer that is turned down. The one right after that is an AI image of Josh and like a guy on the street asking for money. After that,
He's turning down the real estate deal because
of working class.
Working class. Okay.
It would push working class people out.
Okay.
Maffei Bills. I don't know what to do. I can't not read them.
Did you read the comments? Are they these getting people?
You know, no. I should say yes. I've seen some. I'll click the comments, and most people understand these stories are fake. The pictures are fake.
Yeah. Most. Are you good at spotting what's AI and what isn't AI? This should be easy, but like, you know, the images, especially videos, whatnot.
Yeah.
Like I saw a football highlight reel of somebody the other day. I'm like, this almost looks like it's AI. Could it be AI? And I don't think it ended up being AI. Usually there's something ridiculous that points you to it.
Yeah. The images will do that.
The images,
quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, the images. 803-0550, Jeremy and Joe. Happy Thursday. It's not fall yet. I could use some fall.
Premier League starting tomorrow. Like that'll get me a little bit to like, all right, we're starting to feel like fall a little bit.
If you like, and we've had a little fun with the Premier League this week with Owen picking a team. If you like the Premier League, the Elite Sports calendar starts tomorrow.
Yes, it does.
Because
yes, it does.
It's a Premier League week, and then you're into college football.
Yes.
College football is
week zero next week?
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
And yep. I saw that both the first AP poll rankings the other day came out, and that Ireland game, Kansas State, Iowa State, I think they're both ranked. So you got two ranked teams playing. Zach's thumbs up. Two ranked teams that are playing the opening day. So that'll be good.
Yes, and for the first time in, I don't know, I forget, I had the stat on this. For the first time, is it ever, the number one team in the country is an underdog to open.
Because Texas opens against Ohio State, mm-hmm. right?
How about that for a game?
Ohio State.
So if you like the Premier League and you like soccer, you've got soccer this weekend, and then next Saturday is college football, and then like we're into the NFL. So
right, the week after is building up to Cowboys Eagles.
You could even put the golf schedule on this too. You got the FedEx Cup and then the Ryder Cup. Tomorrow starts.
Yeah,
sports are good until. I mean, if you like them all. Whatever. What I'm getting at is baseball fans, you have your game right now, and I like baseball just fine. I don't sit down and watch like five games a week. But I mean, I'm, you know, the kids are in bed, and I'm like, what am I going to put on right now? And there are options. Or yes. I wake up on a Saturday morning, and it's 11 a.m., I've got stuff to watch.
Yeah.
And
hey,
right now,
Brighton's playing Newcastle. Let's
go. I'll put it on. It's just such a great time. And Ryder Cup, NFL, too much stuff to even, you know, it's a fire hose and it starts tomorrow.
We can't be far away from the old pumpkin spice latte, so it's got to be right around the corner, too.
We probably
That's getting to fall also. I'm seeing Halloween stuff up. Like, the decorations are up in the stores. Yeah.
Do you remember, how about Quad Box for this? I'll call another Quad Box, Josh and Owen, because what comes before Halloween? Back to school. And it's definitely back to school season. And one thing we've got four guys here, slightly different ages. I'm 46. I don't know how old the rest of you are. I'm too old to remember that. I forget.
30.
You're 30,
clean,
okay.
Even.
26.
26, 23. Okay, so all right. Do you guys remember when you're kids and you're about to go back to school, like getting the new shoes and new clothes being one of your favorite things, favorite times of the year?
Oh, yeah.
The new backpack was also always always
like
a good
time. A universal, when you're young, oh, sweet, here we go. I'm going to get some shoes. I'm going to get some whatever. Just get a new shirt. I like the backpack point.
Yes and no, though, because it also indicated that school's coming back.
I remember being really excited to get a new pair of shoes. That was my time for a new pair of shoes every year, start of the school year. That was always really cool, but then I would get them, and then the next day I'd want to cry because summer's over. That's what that means.
Yeah, you guys remember waiting for your schedule to show up in the mail? And then or did you guys not?
Are we talking high school schedule?
Yeah, but then in the elementary school, you'd get a little poster card that said, oh, this is your teacher this year.
Okay, that was a big day. Finding out who your teacher was a big day. And it could be a great day or it could be a bad day, depending on, what you've heard.
Yeah, that day hinged how your school year was going to go. That was always major.
I don't remember how early in the, close to the school year, though, that actually came.
I think it was
did
around
you guys,
now.
Did you guys all dread the return of school?
Dread might be a little strong. I definitely preferred to have summer vacation and keep that rolling. But, yeah.
I was going to say, if you want to ball up paper and throw it at me, I mean, I was always excited to go back to school. I was like
nerd.
I didn't like the school.
You see all your friends,
Right. Yeah. For me, it meant I was going back to play hockey again.
Good. Yeah, right. Sports would help that, I think, a lot. Yeah. Returning to sports to some degree.
Yeah, it was always this means the season's firing up, training camp or whatever
that's
happening.
That's it. That's the whole genesis of the elite season, whether, it's not about school, but it's about everything firing back up and the, heat lamp we've been living under just kind of simmering down a bit.
Which, by the way, I need to start bringing a thermostat into my little office here. Joe, came in here earlier. I don't know if you felt it. It legitimately has to be 85 degrees in my room right now.
Wow.
It's incredible.
It's probably below 80 in here, too, at this point. And as I wear a scarf, by the way.
You are wearing a scarf.
I am wearing a scarf. I'm going to continue to wear this scarf.
I think I would pass out if I put that scarf on.
Right? Last place fantasy football punishment. You have to wear a scarf every day. Indoors.
Can it be this scarf?
Sure.
I'll wear this proudly every day of the year. You want to look at this trophy every day? If someone else is in the lead of a team here.
I'm glad the scarf with the trophy makes you feel better. People seeing you wearing a scarf indoors are not dissuaded from thinking, what's up with the scarf? it's got a trophy on it. All right.
Yeah,
Wear a shirt with a trophy on it.
It's the same. It's like wearing a jersey, basically, for Premier League, is wearing the scarf.
Fair enough.
We should do that. Should we do that? Shouldn't the Bills get in on the scarf game? Bring that to North American sports? Maybe not early in the year, but there's enough cold games. We should have Bills scarves.
That reminds me. Countdown is on. We are 2 weeks from the rivalry jersey.
Rivalry series. I forget about it. Two weeks. Today's the 28th.
And are we going to get one more teaser?
Probably, because honestly, I just forgot about it. Did they want to make sure people don't forget about it ahead of it?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. So far, what have we had? We had the logo and the little video, and then we had the players reacting to it. So what else could they do? I mean, they could give away a little piece of the jersey or something. You also often see jerseys leaked before they come out anyway, don't you?
Yeah.
Like, hey.
It's hard to keep that under wraps.
This guy in Central Ohio took a picture because they sent a box to a department store too early, and they took the jerseys out.
Isn't the story always that the more people that know about something, the harder it is to keep under wraps?
Yes.
Like, if it's one organization, you can keep that quiet. If it's eight teams, league level, Nike's doing these. That seems to be a lot tougher, I think. 803-0550. Get some calls in on whatever, you know, free-for-all kind of deal. Next up, we're going to go to Kevin in Tonawanda. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I was just listening to the stories about getting your card of where you're going. Currently, those letters are coming out for parents. I'm a parent of three kids, so we have to go on Facebook groups now to actually put out where my kid is going to be, and it determines how excited they're going to be for the rest of the year to find out which other parents or their kids are going to be, like, in the same groups. So,
gotcha.
Okay. Yeah.
Changed a little bit. It's no longer just, like, card and go down the street and see who's got it. Now you have to go on Facebook groups and create things.
Yeah. So. I'm learning this myself. We have an app where I now am a subscriber to an app where I get notifications and a feed about the teachers and all this stuff. I mean, yeah, so.
I have three in three different schools, so I have three different apps, so it's really fun.
I bet. Just if I have to learn three more passwords, I'm just going to have to take some days off of work to create space in my brain. Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for the phone call. Back to school. Was about shoes, sneakers. Really, it was about sneakers. Mm-hmm. I lived, Joe, in the days of the Reebok pump being like it.
The Reebok.
Do you know what the Reebok pump even is?
No.
Josh Owen, do you have any idea what the Reebok pump is?
Slightly. Maybe, yes, actually.
I had a pair of the Reebok pump skates.
Ooh.
Okay. All right.
They put those in skates at one point.
How'd you like them for skates?
I remember thinking it was really cool, and then I think they stopped working a week later.
Right.
Or maybe I didn't have them. Maybe my best buddy had them.
Josh, do you know what the pump was?
Honestly, I've never even looked at a pair of Reebok shoes. I'm a Nike guy all the way.
Well, back in the day when they had the pump, I mean,
it was the tongue, right?
So they had basketball shoes, and there was a big basketball bubble on the tongue, and you would and it would form around your foot. It would pump up your shoe to fit your foot.
It was,
and those things were I mean, culturally, just the coolest thing you could possibly have.
Was that like the self-tying shoe from Back to the Future, but just like
similar,
in real life?
Yeah.
I can't believe you guys don't remember
this. I do. I vaguely remember them. I think they might have had a break maybe in the middle between Jeremy and Owen, because the shoes that were definitely like the cool shoes, like if you showed up to school the first day with these, that was Heelys.
Oh, yeah.
Which had the little the little wheel in the back that you could roll and scoot down the hallway.
My girlfriend bought a pair of Heelys a year ago. And she Heelys around.
You did not
Joe,
think they still had.
Did you have Heelys?
No, I did not. But that was it was a big deal not to have
people
Heelys.
Just like cruise through the hallways on those things.
Yes. It was, they were like having roller skates.
There were wars against the students. Like, you guys can't wear these Heelys.
Oh, they were,
if you're going to wear the Heelys, you can't wear the wheels in the shoes.
They must have just came out when I was a kid, because I remember a lot of people having them, and then at some point during like the middle of a school year, they got banned, and it was like we need to make signs. Like, we need to picket. What do you mean they're banning our Heelys?
Strike.
Yeah. I mean, someone probably got hurt somewhere.
I must
doing
have
them.
Seen seven Karuba collision level impacts with people running into each other with Heelys on. It was incredible. But people used to fly around in those things.
Yes. Yeah.
There was a kid that
you
used
could,
to go
you
down the
move.
Stairs on them.
Yeah, that's dangerous. Ugh. That's how they got banned, probably.
Exactly. That kid probably broke his leg.
Yeah.
Heelys. I'm trying to remember. I've definitely seen those. I didn't know they were called Heelys, but that makes total sense that that's what they're called.
Yeah, because the wheel was in the
wheels.
Yeah. You could obviously take the wheel out.
How about,
and you're doing a little wheelie with the foot. That's the if you think about it.
There were also, at one point, sneakers. They probably still have these. They had these for, I feel like now they have them for little kids. I don't know. Who am I kidding? Like, I know the sneaker game here. Like, the light up, were they LA Gears? LA Gear that would light up in the heel? They still have those?
When you ran,
they would light up?
Oh, okay, yeah. Like, but those I've got those being like, well, I guess your kids are this age, like 2-3 years old.
Yeah, I'm saying they used to be there when like you, regular.
Yeah, but once you hit
LA, thank you. Seabass writes in on the feed. LA lights, yes. LA lights, they would light up.
Okay. Yeah, but once you got to like, what was the oldest you could wear those and get away with it?
Ooh.
Like 7?
I mean, at the time, I'm telling you, like adults and high school students, yes,
what? Are wearing the shoes that light up when you're running around or walking around.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
I think the cap for us was probably like 6 or 7.
6 or 7 years old. You're not cool anymore if you're wearing light-up shoes in second grade.
1992 commercial, LA Lights by LA Gear. And the commercial is, I'm trying to find out, see how old these kids are. Like, there's this commercial I'm watching is incredible. It's a cop, and he's watching guys play basketball, and all their heels are lighting up.
I got like one kid over here has got like the classic Air Jordans on, and then these guys got light up shoes, and like those are cool. LA lights.
Now in this commercial, the kids are kind of young, so maybe it was like high school at the most. But yeah, LA Gear, light gear,
even high school.
Yeah. I feel like I, as a little kid, remember seeing kids that I felt were too old to be wearing those.
Yeah, because you'd have like Buzz Lightyear on.
Yeah, exactly. It was like Disney shoes.
All right, I got Velcro. I found this commercial, and these guys are adults, cool guys, wearing light-up shoes. 1993, light gear.
I don't know.
You call them cool guys? I wouldn't call them cool guys.
Peter in Louisville. Hey, Peter.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, thanks for calling.
So here's my question. So there's a salary cap tied to the players. What about the number of coaches you have on staff, and are you limited to the salary devoted to those support staff?
No. You can have as many as you want, and there is no limitation to that at all.
Because what I'm thinking is with the Cook deal, maybe they're thinking they could draft somebody in the second round for an O-line because Cromer's a great coach.
Yep, they might. That's a good point. Like how long they can keep Cromer, and he's been around. He's widely regarded as a great offensive line coach. But here's a smaller example of this idea. So in the Bills' first preseason game, KJ Hamler catches a touchdown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good for him. Nice moment for him.
Mm-hmm.
When the Bills watch back KJ Hamler's game against the Giants, they would see his plays on special teams, and they would see the touchdown. And on the touchdown, what would they see? Would they see that he did something special, or would they see that coverage bust, nice catch, man, but like you almost don't get points for that, right?
Right.
The
like
return,
the idea that like anybody would have ran that route and scored.
Anybody could do that.
Yeah,
that's a singular play version of this. Could the Bills? They did this with Tremaine Edmonds. They did this with Gabe to a point. They did this with whatever. They like to keep their own. They like to draft develop. If the number got too big on Osiris Torrance, a position, by the way, that the Bills have long been a plug-and-play team in the Bean era, right?
Mm-hmm.
Plug-and-play. They drafted a couple. Finally, they got a guy that hit, and he looks really good. So this is where you have to kind of acknowledge that Bean shouldn't be painted as any one. This is his ethos, right? The ethos at one point would have been, hey, they don't really value guards. They're just going to plug-and-play their guards.
Mm-hmm.
That might not be true anymore. We would have said, he's never paid a running back before. Like, oh, that's gone. Now he has paid a running back. You just give a guy enough time, and in certain scenarios, we're going to see that he's willing to do lots of different things. Just because they haven't done a thing doesn't mean they're always going to avoid that. And, you know, the flip side of that is true. Just because they've done something 3 times doesn't mean they'll always do that. So your point about Cromer and Torrance, I think, is would they watch him and think, he's great, but I don't know that he's, by the time he's up for his contract, what are we looking at, like $25 million a year?
For
Torrance.
Torrance?
His new deal would start in 2 more years?
Man, $25 million?
Trey Smith is 23 right now. The cap goes up how much the next 2 years?
You got him being the highest paid guard in the league?
No, Trey Smith is not the highest paid. Oh, yeah, no, sorry, he is.
He would probably, the deal would kick in 2 years. He probably would sign next year.
Next year, okay. So do what we normally would do. Give him the same percentage of the cap. Give him a half percentage lower than Trey Smith when the cap is $40 million higher. Isn't that 25? Would the Bills say,
right,
this is a 25? They also might look at it and say, we'll sign Torrence and draft a tackle. Because how many years do they think they're getting out of Deion Dawkins over on the left side, right? There's always you're shuffling things, you're reading timelines. Their defense should be cheap for a couple of years if these draft picks hit. It'll get expensive, you know, 3 years on. So it's kind of always like this shuffling game.
Yeah.
But they have to – sorry, just answer the caller's question, Joe.
Yeah.
They would have to view Cromer as an asset for that.
They would, and they probably would, right? Like that maybe they think he can coach guys up. Alec Anderson. Like, hey, if we put Alec Anderson in a left guard, we're going to be completely fine. Or if they put him in at center, then we're going to be fine because this guy's going to get the most out of him. I wonder what – the perception is league-wide, like, of the guys that would know. Like, you know, Brandon Thorne does a lot of work on offensive line and, you know, those types of guys. Like, what do they think of Torrence? Do they think he's one of the best guards in football? Or do they think he's on his way to being one of the best guards in football? I have no idea, like, what his grades sound like. I've thought of him as being pretty good. But I do feel like in the last couple weeks, as we've talked about contract stuff, I've just heard it a lot more. Like, oh, he's near the top of the league at that position? I don't know. I'm kind of asking more than more than I'm telling that he isn't. I really don't know.
Would you like PFF grades here?
I was just looking at
not that says much.
I know,
you can decide if you want to trust those or not.
Right, it's incomplete, but if I'm looking for Torrence, like here's his pass block grade last year. At guard, he ranked 117th at his position. That's not great.
It's probably also not true.
Yeah, 40.1 was his pass blocking grade.
We're trying to say that he hasn't given up a sack in 3 years.
Yeah.
Or like he's given up three sacks in his life.
You know, part of that's Allen. I mean, right?
Like, That's right.
Well, there was two guys, I guess, that did this, but he's one of the two guys that on that final play in Kansas City, did not touch a soul.
Right, he got.
He didn't get a hand on it. He was looking around and didn't get anybody. That's not against him. Like Steve Spagnuolo can do that to you, and I don't know how they were supposed to expect that was coming, but you know that's one there that if you had Tua quarterback, maybe that goes down as a sack in your department. It doesn't because you have Josh Allen.
Right. 803-0550. Thanks for the phone calls. Back to school. I mean, we can do more back to school chatter if you want to. If you can stick with us through the break. Josh is going to yell at us if we don't go. He'll get on the quad box and start throwing things at us on the YouTube feed. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.